flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special Super Bowl edition of the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby's got caught up a little bit in traffic in New Orleans, so he'll be joining me in just a few minutes. So want to tell everybody that we'll be here at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi from 1 to 4 today. Come on by and visit us if you're in the area. Come on by, tell us hello, talk a little bit about the game itself. And, again, we'll be here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then LSU basketball a little bit later on tonight. Let's see if they can get a W for the men's basketball team. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. I got to see him all week long. Jim Derry from Datitude with Times-Picayune Advocate. Jim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Again, finally got to talk to you for a lengthy bit of time, and we had a great time over the week in the convention center. But, man, they didn't hardly let us take down everything. Man, they had the construction crew ready to rip everything down about 6:30 last night.
That's why I didn't even go in there yesterday, Mike. I stayed home and did my show yesterday from my home studio. And I was telling my cousin a little while ago, I've never been so excited for something and ready for it to be over all at the same time in my life.
Yeah, it was a great time. So many people in the city, and you know, you and I grew up here in Louisiana, and to see that happen here for the 11th time and how this has grown. And that's the first question I was going to ask you throughout your years, to see the growth of the Super Bowl. I remember Super Bowl IV and, you know, the first one here. I don't remember Super Bowl I. Now, I was a little young for that one. But I do remember Super Bowl II, and how I remember it is so much talk that was Vince Lombardi's last game, and you know, seeing him take that memorable ride on the shoulders of Jerry Krame and company off the field. It was the last game Lombardi coached with the Packers. Now, he had 1 year out and then said, man, I got enough of this. I'm getting bored. I know the feeling. I got to get back in the game. And he coached 1 year with the Washington Redskins before his life got taken away. But the growth of the Super Bowl throughout your lifetime, it's just amazing to watch, because it's not just a sporting event anymore, Jim. It's an entertainment event.
Yeah, and I remember my dad telling me you could get tickets back to Super Bowl IV for like $15-$20, and it wasn't that big of a deal, and anybody could go, and it was a lot of fun. The earliest one I really remember in New Orleans, I remember like 7 or 8, I think, overall, but the earliest one I remember in New Orleans is Super Bowl XII, which was Dallas and Denver. I was a little kid back then, but that was the first one in the Superdome. And, you know, it was a big deal, but every single time it's come, I showed some compare and contrast photos from media day back in 2002 when the Patriots and Rams played here. And the difference between media day then and now, it's like night and day. And we're just talking about 23 years ago. So, I mean, it's grown immensely just in the last 10 to 15 years. And this is, you know, walking into the convention center on Monday to go to Radio Row, and basically that's where my office was all week long, yours too. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. It was like wall to wall, just media people from everywhere. And a lot of those people, in fact, a vast majority of them aren't even going to the game. You know, they were just here to be on Radio Row, and it was a revolving door of people coming to, on your show as well as my show, just coming to talk. And I just don't think I've ever seen anything like it. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I'll never forget, it's a story, I don't know, maybe I told it to you. I know I told it to a couple of different people. When Dave Dixon was a big part of getting the Super Bowl here, and Dave had hired some people to do, you know, weather reports of what happened in that week over the last 10 years to give them a snapshot of what New Orleans was all about. And it, you know, 9 out of the 10 years, the weather was in the 70s. It was sunny. It was cool, breezy. And so Super Bowl IV, it was a cold, dreary day. A couple years later, when the Cowboys played the Dolphins, it was sunny and bright, but it was the coldest Super Bowl ever played outdoors in Tulane Stadium.
And then still.
And then a couple years later, the Steelers played the Vikings. Cold, dreary day. And I remember, you know, Mr. Dixon telling me that he meets up with Papa Bear Hallis. You know, this is the guy who started the NFL. And he said, Dave, how much money did you pay those meteorologists to come up with that report? And he, you know, Dave was like, you know, said Mr. Hallis, he was like, Dave, just get your money back. They didn't do you a good job. And he said, Mike, you had to hear it. Because he said, you know, Papa Bear had a bit of a sense of humor to him. But he said, man, he was sort of sticking it to me. And he said, then we got the one in the dome. So it's been a great kind of evolution of it. And what they were selling is the fact that beautiful weather. But, you know, you and I, over the last 2 weeks, we see this warm 80-degree weather. And 2 weeks ago, we were battling snow, you know, unprecedented events. So you never really know. You know, you might think it's that old Jim Moore line. You might think you know, but you really don't know.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, Thursday when I was walking around and I wanted to go and get some film at an NFL experience before I went back to my car, and I had to walk all the way to the other side of the convention center. Let me tell you, when I was walking back to my car Thursday afternoon, I was sweating bullets. So you're right. I mean, we go from snow a couple of weeks ago and the kids being off, you can't go anywhere for 2 days, and, you know, record setting snow. And we got down to 13 degrees at my house here in Mandeville, and to 81 degrees on Thursday. And so it just goes to it's a crapshoot. It's like you had the silver slipper. You might as well gamble on what the weather's going to be like 3 weeks from now, because none of us have any clue what it's going to be like, and neither did a meteorologist. So Papa Bear would have loved it in New Orleans this week. Oh,
he would love it this week. Jim, your thoughts on the game? The line has really not moved. It's either been 1 or 1.5. The over and under has moved a little bit. Man, we came here a couple of weeks ago. It was my original seeing it online was 45. When I got here, it had already jumped to 46.5. It went to 49.5, and then now it's kind of went between 48.5 and 49.5. Your thoughts on the game itself, and man, we watching history here. You can dislike the Chiefs all you want, but they are playing for history. And the fact that no team in the history of the National Football League has ever won 3 Super Bowls in a row, and you got an opportunity this week to watch it here in New Orleans.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, whether Kansas City wins or doesn't win, I mean, you're talking about, there's no question they're in dynasty land now, and what Andy Reid has been able to do there is just insane, and something that, you know, when we're old and gray and sitting, well, I mean, we're getting there now, but I mean, 20 years from now, when we're talking, when somebody wants to talk to us about this era, there's no question that Kansas City is going to be the team that we talk about. But as far as this game goes, look, we had our Scott Rabelais was asking, did a thing on all the staffers made their predictions. And, you know, for 2 years I've been saying never bet against God, never bet against Patrick Mahomes. But something this year, Mike, I'm going to do it, and I'll probably regret it. I'll be mumbling to myself after the game is over, you big dummy. You told yourself not to bet against God, and you did it anyway. but I'm going to do it. I just think Saquon Barkley makes that much of a difference. I think the Eagles are a better football team anyway. Nothing against Kansas City. I thought they were the best team in the AFC. I thought they deserved to go to the Super Bowl. Some people don't believe that, but I think they're the best team in the AFC. But Philadelphia's played like a team of destiny. You remember when the Saints went to Miami in the 2009 season and then went back there to play the Super Bowl? I think it's a similar thing here for Philly. It's just a team of destiny. They played here in week three. They found a way to win. It was a low-scoring, ugly game. I think they win a higher-scoring game in this one. It's a lot of fun. But I think Saquon Barkley is that big of a difference. And I think in the trenches, as good as Kansas City is, I think Philadelphia is going to be just a little bit better. They're going to be able to put a rush on Mahomes. And I think the Eagles sneak out of here. And I mean sneak. I think it's going to come down in the last couple minutes. Sneak out of here with a victory.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Victory.
It's funny you talk about the better team, and sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes it's not. This was years ago, and John Madden came on this show, and this is Buddy DiLiberto and I doing a second guess. And he talked about he was an assistant coach in Super Bowl II when they played mm-hmm. the Packers. He said the biggest fear for them in the lead up to that was they thought they'd have to play the Cowboys, who he thought was the better team. He thought they were a more talented team and they were on a hot roll. And what happens? They catch the damn ice bowl. You know, so they froze him down. And he said it sort of equalized the speed of both teams. He said, we catch the Packers. And he used that term, the Packers were a team of destiny. They wanted that for Lombardi, knowing it would be his last game. But he said, to be honest with you, I always thought with the Raiders that we had the better team. But he said, I don't know that we were ready to handle the pressures of Super Bowl Sunday. He said, I didn't think we handled that very well. And I think that's a big part of it, too. And, Jim, we've seen it that so many of these games have been blowouts. And I think sometimes it's, you know, you don't handle the two-week layoff. Back then, Jim, it was 1 week. You know, you played the championship game and you played the Super Bowl the following week. But today now it's 2 weeks and it sort of sits in a little bit about, man, you know, this is the real McCoy here. This is the game. And so I'm wondering how the Eagles handle that, because I do know one thing. I agree with you. Overall, 1 through 53, Eagles are the best team. Eagles have the most talent. But at quarterback, Kansas City gets the big advantage. Coaching staff, head coach, they get the advantage. And special teams, which if it's close, I got to go with Kansas City here. That's why I'm not picking against Mahomes, because I don't want to lose my money. And I've seen way too many people say, this time, and I get where you're coming from with that, but it's so funny of hearing guys, even former Saints during the week, about how Sean Payton handled that week of Super Bowl prep so well to get them ready to play up against a team that had sort of walked down that football aisle before.
One thing I think, Mike, here's my intangible in the game. Everything you say, I agree with. And look, I will sell this. Here's my little caveat. This is probably the least amount of my own money that I'm betting on a Super Bowl since I started betting on a Super Bowl probably like 15 years ago. So hold that caveat. It shows you how I'm not over the top thinking Philly. I'm like right on the borderline. I'm betting basically just to have fun with it. But my intangible in this game is the fact that they were here 2 years ago. Okay, they were in this game 2 years ago, and they left with the most bitter of bitter taste. Sirianni and company, there's no question Andy Reid's a better coach than Nick Sirianni. It's not close. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. But the fact that they were here and they can use it as sort of a little bit of revenge, and the way they felt, I think, when they walked off the field, I think that is going to play a big role in this game. Obviously, Barkley wasn't a part of that, so it won't be as much of a revenge thing for him. But Jalen Hurts was, and so were a lot of these guys in the trenches. And I just think that they're going to be as focused as they've ever been. And I don't think that any team has played better in these playoffs than the Eagles have. And I think, again, from 2 years ago and losing 38-35 in a high-scoring game, I think that is going to be as big of a motivation factor as anything.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us here at the special edition of the second guest show, Super Bowl. And it was great seeing you during the week, getting a chance to talk and reminisce about some of those Super Bowls and things of the past and also about the present, too. But the one thing I want in this game, I want it to be an exciting game. Because
yeah,
we've seen so many of these that we think are going to be close, and then they turn out to be blowout type games. I just want it to be close. But you know what? If you look at Kansas City's history, all these games are close.
Yeah,
every one of
them.
They
are.
Everyone.
If this one's super close in the end and Mahomes has a chance to win, I'm going to probably start calling myself a dummy before it's even over.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, bud.
Anytime, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Jim Derry does a fantastic job. He's got the podcast. Datitude also writes for the Times-Picayune and also the Baton Rouge Advocate. When we come back, we'll have more second guests live right here from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. It's our special Super Bowl edition, and we'll have a lot more right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Here on a special edition of the second guest show, our Super Bowl edition, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Bob made it here. I know there's some traffic out there today. And so your thoughts, Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I just want it to be a good game. If you don't have a dog in the hunt, I don't want it to be in the middle of the third quarter. Damn. And because the casual football fan, they might go do something else. But if it goes back and forth, you bet against Tom Brady, you lose your money. You bet against Pat Mahomes, you lose your money. But I don't know. I just think the Eagles are the better team. And Saquon Barkley could be that X factor.
I agree with that.
And I just look in the trenches. Everybody follows the football. And all I know is the Eagles are badass in the trenches.
On both sides.
Yeah, offense and defense. Now, I'm not saying the Chiefs are garbage, but the Eagles can win in the trenches. And you know what's crazy when you think about that? Is that the Saints woulda, coulda, shoulda beat the Eagles. Now, when you think about this, Bobby, what are you talking about? No, we had a 5-point lead with a minute and 50-some seconds left.
We're sitting there. How could you lose this game?
Don't give up a touchdown. Then we run into each other. And then the Eagles beat us. Mike, remember, we were taking away the football.
Right.
No, if that happens, if the Eagles would turn over the football like they did against us, against the Chiefs, no. That might be a double-digit win by Kansas City. So when I look at that, but look how better the Eagles are right now compared to when the Saints played them.
They are a much better team today than they were back in September. I can guarantee you. Now, defensively, man, after the Saints had rolled up all those points in the first two games, Bob, they shut that down.
They
shut the Saints offensively down, and you did have the lead late, and your defense really played terrific for what? All but like two plays. You gave up a big play to Saquon. And then Dallas Goedert. got guys run into one another, and he hauled downfield.
Now, the thing that bothers me, my good friend Vic Fangio, who's running the Eagles' defense, he's the defensive coordinator. Vic Fangio, you know his record against Pat Mahomes? 0-8.
That ain't good.
He has never beaten Pat Mahomes. He's 0-8 now against Mahomes as the head coach of the Broncos in Denver, play caller in Miami. He never had a defense as talented as this one.
Nope.
When he faced Mahomes. So that's going to be interesting when it comes about. But when I look at it, look, and you look at the Chiefs and you look at the Eagles and all that, look, a year after beating the 49ers for the second time in five seasons, the NFL championship game, Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to square off against the Eagles for the second Super Bowl in the past three seasons. You know, everyone's going to look at the Chiefs. They're kind of the 21st century New England Patriots. But look at the Eagles. Wouldn't we love that Who That Nation if the Saints were as relevant as the Eagles to be in the hunt? Now, we're just trying to get back to the postseason. But you look at the Eagles right there, that the second Super Bowl in the past three seasons. This is the kind of game I want. I want what happened in Glendale, Arizona. If you look at that, Kansas City won the first meeting 38-35. I would take that. You know, I don't have a dog in the hunt. It goes either way.
Especially if you had the over. You covered that pretty good, didn't you?
Yeah, like you said, 48.5, whatever is hovering around. But I'll look at it. Between winning Super Bowl in New Orleans in 1970, we all remember Hank Stram, and the first, the Chiefs, a remarkable nine straight division title. You know, we all excited. We won the division four straight years. Well, the Chiefs have done it nine straight years. Division titles going back to 2016. Kansas City suffered through a total. Now, before they did that, 23 losing a season. Now, you know how they were not. The Chiefs were not relevant for a long time. And then you don't think the quarterback makes a difference of non-winning seasons, 23 losing seasons. And overall, went 50 years without another Super Bowl victory. 50. You talk about half a century without a Super Bowl victory. Then you look on the Eagles side. Okay, you look at Philadelphia. Last time, you know, what have you done lately? They've been pretty damn good. But they won a championship before it even had the Super Bowl. The Eagles fans were suffering, and they are restless. They booed Santa Claus. We all know that. But look, after winning the 1960 NFL title, the Eagles didn't win another championship until beating the New England Patriots in Super Bowl. Remember that 7 years ago?
Yeah.
And that's when they finally
Nick
won.
Nick Foles and Doug Peterson.
And I remember Dick Vermeil and all that Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
They got beat bad that year.
Yeah, Mike, if you look at that, and that was a 27-10 loss. I don't want that kind of game. That was in New Orleans, and then the Oakland Raiders won that Super Bowl in 1981. I just don't want that kind of game. I want to be entertained. I mean, we all love football. The Saints aren't in it, so we want to be entertained.
Bob, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have on with us Joe Madden, who's a host, also analyst for Sports Grid, Sports Grid TV. Joe will join us and give her thoughts on the game. And Joe does a lot of great work. So you got a hockey question, Bob. You can ask her, too.
The St. Louis Blues, they're about like the Saints right now. They're not good enough, and they're not bad enough. You know, St. Louis Blues, Bob, why are you all in the St. Louis Blues? Well, my youngest son lives in St. Louis. All of a sudden, I'm like an NHL hockey fan because I have a dog in the hunt. You know, I get to go hang out in St. Louis Blues suite and stuff.
So. Yeah, that's pretty good. We'll be back with more Second Guess live right here from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're back with Joe Madden right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on a special edition, our Super Bowl edition of the Second Guest Show. And we got Grant arrived just moments ago, so we're glad to see he got perfect attendance again. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, got on with us Joe Madden. You can watch Joe on Sports Grid, also Sports Grid TV. Joe, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And I'm normally not home in the afternoon. Normally I got to work, but I got to see you on Sports Grid TV. I think it was 2 weeks ago. You did a great job. And so thanks for joining us today here on our special Super Bowl edition of Second Guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an honor to be here. So thank you so much for the invite. And I'm glad you got to catch one of the shows. I have so much fun over on the grid, live betting everything that's happening. So can't wait for tomorrow's big game.
Joe, what's your best bet? overall? Because I know you're involved in prop bets and stuff like that. I'll get you to answer about who you picking in the game. But is there a prop bet or two that you really like in this game?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at the Eagles team total. I'm loving their team total to the over 24.5 points. That's coming in at plus 104 right now. I do think it's going to be a battle out there, and I do think it's one that could come down to overtime. And either way, how this plays out, I think the Eagles, win or lose, can hit 25 points in this game. I think Barkley has a fantastic day. We know Saquon Barkley has been incredible out there on the ground, but his prop is really high. So I'm looking at his longest rush, to the over 23.5. And don't forget, it's his birthday. So the birthday boy is going to get in the end zone. Can he get there twice? Plus 260, not as much value as I'd like.
Well, and you know, you look at, like, obviously the obvious themes. You look at Saquon Barkley. You look at Jalen Hurts. You look at A.J. Brown. But I thought this was interesting. The last Super Bowl, Devontae Smith caught 7 catches for 100 yards. So what's up with, you know, the guys in the background, maybe? Well, if Devontae,
you know, I'm double-teaming A.J. Brown.
If Devontae Smith has that kind of game, now think about that. Mike, that's a great game.
Yep.
7 catches, 100 yards. So what is your take on Devontae Smith and his contribution?
Joe, I did the numbers on this. The last 3 games Devontae Smith has played against Kansas City, he's caught 20 passes. But that tells me rotation coverage toward A.J.
And now we have interest in Devontae Smith because of Louisiana. Yeah. Well, like our homeboys.
Yeah,
you know,
meet Louisiana.
Meet Louisiana.
Heisman Trophy winner.
So what do you think about Devontae Smith's contribution?
So I would look for him in that way to get in the end zone. I wouldn't look at his receiving yards. I wouldn't look at his receptions, because one thing we know, if we know what he did last time, if we know what he's done the last time versus the Kansas City Chiefs, you sure as heck know that Andy Reid is planning for him to be able to go off. So I think there'll be a little bit more coverage on him. I do like him for the anytime touchdown out there. I think he's going to be a fantastic weapon. While Jalen Hurts could run one in himself while he's looking for Saquon Barkley, you're looking at Devontae Smith with so much value coming in at plus 230 for that anytime touchdown, while A.J. Brown's at the plus 180 mark. And you guys are right. Devontae Smith will get into those open reads as they try to cover A.J. Brown out there. And then they try to stop the run game of Saquon Barkley. So I do think there's so many weapons to cover. He's going to get open, but I'd be kind of leery of taking those receptions to the over and the receiving yards.
Now, what is your take? Everyone's intrigued, even if you're a casual football fan, Travis Kelce. All the Swifties and all, they don't even know football. I know Travis Kelce. He ranks first in the NFL in postseason history with 174 catches, and is second with 2,038 receiving yards, 20 receiving touchdowns, has 9 playoff games with 100-plus receiving yards, the most in postseason history. What do you think is Travis Kelce's contribution?
You know he's going to go off. Travis Kelce in the playoffs steps up to that next level. But again, we've seen movement in those lines for his full receiving prop. I'm looking at his longest reception. I think we're going to see one of those nice big passes out of Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. His longest reception coming in at 19.5 at minus 113 to the over. And that's where I have to go, because I do think he'll be able to get free. Now, we know the defense here of the Eagles is so strong in that secondary. They're going to try to cover Travis as best they can, but he gets open. He's able to get things done. I think he probably gets in the end zone as well at plus 125. So I think Travis Kelce, you got to look. You got to play him somehow. I like the touchdown and the longest reception over 19.5.
Joe, go ahead, Mike.
Joe, one of the things in watching the NFC Championship game, it didn't look like they could match up against Zach Ertz. My thing is, okay, if you had trouble, he got 13 passes in that game. 13. Okay, you're going up against a better player now. And Kelce, if we all saw that, they better adjust. Bob's old coach, Vic Fangio,
yep,
who was on the Saints staff when Bobby was the quarterback.
Coach of the Dome Patrol.
Yeah, he coached the outside linebackers for the Dome Patrol with Pat Swilling and Ricky Jackson. But that, to me, seemed to be a major mismatch for the Eagles in not being able to cover Ertz. Well, if you think Ertz is an issue, Travis is going to be a bigger issue.
Well, and so is Noah Gray. You look at Noah Gray, the other tight end out there, he's got a receiving prop of only 11.5. I would much rather look at Noah Gray over the 11.5 at -110. Now, I do think Travis Kelce comes right around his number. It's 60.5 for his receiving prop. And we definitely could see him go over that. That could come in, you know, 3-4 passes to him, because we know Travis Kelce is able to get open. Like you said, Ertz was able to have a day against them here. But I look at this one and I look at Mahomes, and Mahomes is going to be under that pressure. He's going to be forced to scramble. So we're going to see a lot of plays where Patrick Mahomes actually uses his legs more than he probably wants to in this game. I do think we get those short passes off to Travis Kelce and Noah Gray. Travis Kelce just needs to get open a couple big plays, and that will go over that total. But it's a matter of getting open for more than one big play. And I think there's definitely one big play in the making. Is there two? That's the question mark. So I'm going to stay off Travis Kelce for that longest, or for the receiving yards to the 60.5. I will take the longest reception over 19.5, but I think you hit Noah Gray. 11.5 is his number. It's way too light.
Well, Joe, what do you think, like Saquon Barkley? Because I look at it, the metrics of him, NFL history, notching 7 touchdown runs of 60 or more yards. I'm not saying he's going to have that kind of explosive run, but I would not be surprised. And then I'm a big fan of Derrick Henry, what he did with the Baltimore Ravens. But I thought the next-gen stats I read that he reached at least 20 miles per hour on 14 carries this season. And Derrick Henry, the second most, he had 6. So when you talk about like chunk, you know, I always look at chunk splash plays, chunk plays in the passing game. But you look in the running game. Do you think Saquon Barkley is going to have that type of rushing game? Because he's going to end up surpassing Terrell Davis total yards from scrimmage when you count a regular season and the postseason.
I definitely think Saquon Barkley is going to go off. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs last week versus the Buffalo Bills. Look how many struggles they had with James Cook out there. Now they're going to get Saquon Barkley, who is such a stronger runner than James Cook. James Cook was able to get in the end zone a couple of times. They know they've got to stop Saquon Barkley. The key to success out here for the Eagles is get that ball in Saquon Barkley's hand and allow him to go off. Now, I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs will be able to slow him down come the second half. This could be a first half where they have an answer to Saquon Barkley, and then he starts to wear down this defense, because it becomes such a hard physical game out there when you've got a running back like Saquon Barkley running at you, and for these defensive players to have to stop him time after time after time. So I do think Saquon Barkley, for his longest rush, over 23.5, is definitely a really solid way to go. That's coming in at -113. You can look at him for the 2+ touchdowns. Now, the 2+ touchdowns isn't getting me as much value as I would like for Barkley, because anytime touchdowns -185. We did see him score the first touchdown out there in that last game. If he gets the first touchdown on that first drive here for the Eagles, that's coming in at +800. Worth a look, as well as Jalen Hurts to run it in himself at +1,000. But I do think, if I'm believing the Eagles will get over 24.5 points, I do think Saquon Barkley has every opportunity to get 3 touchdowns in this game. I think it's worth a little bit of change at +1,600.
You know, Joe, I'm going by this. Listen, you know, you got to be the champion, you got to beat the champion. But I'm looking at the Chiefs. They're coming off, I guess, a couple of shaky performances defending the run. They gave up, I'm looking at 149 yards to the Houston Texans, 147 yards to the Buffalo Bills in consecutive weeks. And then I look at the compliment Saquon Barkley, you have Jalen Hurts. And what I mean by Jalen Hurts, I'm looking at he has the most rushing yards ever by a quarterback in the Super Bowl, and can become the second player ever with Terrell Davis with 3 rushing touchdowns in a Super Bowl. All I know, he gets an end zone. He's had 9 career playoff rushing touchdowns, the most by a quarterback in postseason history. So what about Jalen Hurts? I don't know. I like them. I think he might score a rushing touchdown because he's so worried about Saquon Barkley.
And that tush push. This is an easy gig.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that combination.
You guys got it.
Yeah, that combination.
Yeah, so if you look at him for the anytime touchdown, you're going to have to lay it. It's minus 115, but the two-plus touchdowns, what value you're getting? One tush-push, one for him to run it in. That's coming in at plus 550. You know that tush-push is coming in. That is just unstoppable. They're the only team in the league where you just count on it each and every time that they're going to be able to do that. And then you're right. The coverage on Saquon Barkley is going to be insane. That's where the focus is going to be. And we know Hurts, such a dual-threat quarterback. You look at him on the season, he's rushed for 630 yards, average yards per carry at 4.2, 14 rushing touchdowns. He's only had five fumbles for a loss, so hopefully he keeps that ball in his hands. We don't need those turnovers out there, because if you give the Kansas City Chiefs any opportunity, they're going to capitalize. But you also look at Jalen Hurts' arms, and I think it's really underestimated how strong he is as a passer. He's got a passer rating of 103.7, fifth best in the whole league. He's only thrown five interceptions on the season, and I don't want to hear anyone talk about it anymore on those interceptions, because we know as soon as mass media went crazy on the quarterbacks this year, that is where those interceptions came out of love, out of so many quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, you look at all the quarterbacks in the playoffs that hadn't thrown those interceptions, and that's where they came, Justin Herbert as well. So let's skip over that. But the passing touchdowns, his passing yards, 2,903. He's been so strong out there with his arm. So I think Hurts is in for a big day. We just need that defense to contain Patrick Mahomes.
Joe, when I look at that, I don't know if you're old enough. You know, Rodney Dangerfield, I don't get no respect. The whole respect thing. I think the combination of Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, compared to Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. All I know is the last Super Bowl, total yards of scrimmage, Jalen Hurts had 374 and Pat Mahomes had 226. I'm looking at, he had 15 rushes, 70 yards. He had 304 yards passing. Mahomes had 182. You know what he messed up? Man, when he tripped and he fumbled and they scooped and scored, I'm like,
that changed the momentum of that game dramatically.
And Mike, that's what he has to avoid. You almost have to play a perfect type game against the Chiefs. But the reason why I want your opinion on this, Joe, I look at Sirianni versus Andy Reid. Now, no one's going to respect him, but I know he's the third head coach, along with Joe Gibbs. We all know who Joe Gibbs is. Mike Tomlin, to reach the Super Bowl in two of the last four seasons. Now you look at Andy Reid, he's going to coach his 45th career playoff game, the most by any head coach all time. So a lot of time I think Sirianni and the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, that's too much disrespect. I know Andy Reid and Mahomes are special, but what the Eagles are bringing to the table, that ain't chopped liver.
Well, look, Doug Peterson,
yeah,
they beat him when he was with the Eagles. Yeah. So, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It feels like they're not getting enough respect here, but we've seen all season, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes just find a way to get those wins, squeak out those wins. We've seen how many Super Bowls where they've been able to get that comeback win. And when you put the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands, even with 30 seconds left on the board, we know no game is safe. He has the ability to steal that win. So I do think there's something to be said about how this team is able to get those wins. I do think there's going to be live betting opportunities in this one if the Kansas City Chiefs do go up in this game. Like right now, we're looking at a spread of 1.5. The Kansas City Chiefs laying the 1.5 at minus 104 or minus 112 on the money line. I know a lot of people are going to tease the Eagles up, and I just don't want to go there plus 1.5 at minus 118 or minus 104 and then put them in a teaser. What I want to do is I hope Kansas City comes out and scores first. Then I can jump back in on the Eagles plus 5.5. We know if the Chiefs win, they win this by a field goal. But if the Eagles win, they're going to win this, I really feel, by a touchdown. So I do think here you look at hopefully Hurts has the ball last. Hopefully he's in that position where he can drive down the field and get the game-winning touchdown and leave no time on the clock for Patrick Mahomes.
And, Joe, before we let you run, I don't know, I tell fans, I said, all I know, you're ahead by one score or two score, because everybody goes to 2 points now. I said the Eagles better be ahead by 9 points or more at the end of the game. If they're ahead by 9 points, if it's like eight or less, I don't know. Because it could be pushed to overtime, what's going to happen. But if it's under 5 minutes and the Eagles are up by 9 points, I think, damn it, they should win.
But, last year, Joe, I really thought the 49ers had them. They actually had him. And one play, Chris Jones gets in there, and he affects Brock Purdy's throw. And, again, it changed the game.
Well, you got to affect Pat Mahomes.
You're going to definitely have to do something from a defensive line standpoint to affect either one of the two quarterbacks.
Who wins in the trenches? Yep. People follow the football, but I'm telling you, look who's winning in the trenches.
Those defensive props, definitely somewhere to go. Chris Jones, we know he's going to bring it. He's going to be just chasing Jalen Hurts. But we'll see, you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time. Do a great job on Sports Grid, Sports Grid TV. And, again, thanks for sharing your insights this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, you guys. All the best. Enjoy
all
the
righty.
Game.
Joe Madden does a great job. You can watch her on Sports Grid TV. She's also on Sports Grid each and every day. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.